Hello and welcome to News 18's Morning Podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Hours after the BJP declined to form the government in Maharashtra, Governor Bhagat Singh Koshyari on Sunday night asked the Shiv Sena to indicate the willingness and ability of the party to stake claim. The Sena, which is the second largest party in the 288-member house with 56 MLAs after the BJP, which has 105, has time till 7:30 p.m. today to stake claim, even as the NCP and the Congress refuse to reveal their cards on supporting it. While the Sena has been making efforts to reach out to the NCP and the Congress, the Sharad Pawar-led party said the Sena will have to walk out of the NDA first. Koshyari asked Sena Legislative Party leader Eknath Shinde to indicate willingness and ability of the party to form the government in Maharashtra, a Raj Bhavan statement said. After the governor's communication, newly elected Sena MLAs currently staying at a suburban hotel in Mumbai went into a huddle. They later moved to Matoshri, the Bandra residence of the party chief Uddhav Thackeray, for another meeting. The fast-paced development seemed to have increased the bargaining power of opposition Congress and NCP, as the Sena, which has 56 MLAs, is far away from the halfway mark of 145. A day after the governor asked the BJP to indicate its willingness and ability to form the government, caretaker Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis informed him about the party's inability to do so due to lack of enough numbers. The role of the Congress with 44 MLAs and the NCP with 54 MLAs, which have 98 members together, is crucial now. If the Sena decides to form a government with the support of opposition parties, the collective strength of all the three parties will go up to 154 in the House, just above the halfway mark. Sena leader Sanjay Raut appeared unfazed and said his party would install its chief minister at any cost. Sharing of power, especially the post of the chief minister on a rotational basis, was the bone of contention between the Sena and the BJP, which resulted into a deadlock. The Sena and the BJP have been locked in a bitter tussle over sharing of the post of the chief minister since the last 16 days when the results of the assembly polls were announced. The Sunni Central Waqf Board on Sunday said a decision on whether to accept a 5-acre land for building a mosque in Ayodhya will be taken at its meeting, likely on November 26. In a unanimous verdict, the Supreme Court on Saturday paved the way for the construction of a temple at the disputed site at Ayodhya, while directing the centre to allot a 5-acre plot to the Sunni Waqf Board for potentially building a mosque. UP Sunni Central Waqf Board Chairman Zufar Farooqi told PTI that he was getting diverse views on whether to take the land. Board's general body meeting is expected on November 26, in which it will be decided whether to take 5-acre land as directed by the Supreme Court or not, he said. The meeting was earlier scheduled on November 13, but it was postponed and is now expected on November 26. I am getting diverse views on taking the land, but I personally feel negativity can be won only with positivity, Farooqi said. He said some people were advising that land should not be taken for the Babri Mosque, but I think it will increase negativity, he said. Noting that he had advocated for mediation to resolve the Ayodhya issue, Farooqi said, though mediation did not succeed, my views are clear. Some persons are also advising that the land should be taken by Waqf Board and an educational institution with a mosque established in its premises, he said. He also said as far as the land is concerned, the government has to follow the Supreme Court verdict. We will decide whether we will take it or not. If the board decides to take the land in its meeting, we will decide how it is to be taken and what will be its condition, he added. We welcome the Supreme Court verdict in the case. The board has no plans to challenge it, he added. Thousands marched through Paris on Sunday in an anti-Islamophobia demonstration that has divided France's political class. Organizers said they had called the rally in a sign of support 2 weeks after a man with far-right connections fired shots in a mosque in the southwestern city of Bayonne, injuring two elderly men. Members of hard-left parties took part in the march, though some others in the center stayed away, saying it threatened France's tradition of secularism. And far-right leader Marine Le Pen said the event had been organized by Islamists. Crowds walked through the capital waving banners marked with the messages, "Stop all racism," and "Islamophobia is not an opinion, but a crime." It is up to us to demonstrate after an event like Bayonne to ensure the freedom of religion and thought that goes with it, the head of the far-left France Unbowed party, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, told journalists. But the state secretary in charge of fighting discrimination, Marlène Schiappa, has said the demonstration was a protest against secularism under the disguise of fighting discrimination. More than 40% of Muslims said they had felt religious discrimination in France, according to a survey earlier this month. Islam is the second biggest religion in France, which has the biggest Muslim minority in Western Europe. Last month, a member of Le Pen's National Rally Party fueled an ongoing debate about the position of Muslims and Muslim symbols in France by publicly telling a woman to remove her headscarf. And pacer Deepak Chahar took a sensational 6-wicket haul, including a hat-trick, after entertaining half-centuries from Shreyas Iyer and KL Rahul as India defeated a self-destructing Bangladesh by 30 runs in the third and final T20 International to win the series 2-1 in Nagpur on Sunday. Pacers Deepak Chahar 6 for 7 in 3.2 overs, who registered the best figures in a T20 match, besides becoming the first Indian to take a hat-trick in the shortest format, and Shivam Dubey 3 for 30, shared 9 wickets among themselves to secure India's first T20 series win at home this season. Heavy late evening dew rendered the spinners ineffective, but Chahar and Dubey rose to the occasion. Iyer, 62 of 33, and Rahul, 52 of 35, had earlier smashed sublime half-centuries to propel India to 174 for 5 after Bangladesh opted to field. Chasing the target, the visitors were all out for 144 in 19.2 overs. With 50 needed of the last 30 balls and 6 wickets in hand, Bangladesh had a great opportunity to win the series, but they crumbled under pressure. Rookie opener Mohammad Naeem, 81 of 48, played a blinder to take Bangladesh deep into the game before they lost 5 wickets for 20 runs to blow it all away. Chasing a challenging 175, Bangladesh suffered early setbacks as Chahar had opener Litan Das and Soumya Sarkar caught off successive balls to leave the visitors at 12 for 2. Naeem, playing his debut series, and Mohammad Mithun, who made 27, shared a 98-run stand for the third wicket to bring their team back into the contest. Left-hander Naeem played some exquisite strokes, especially against the spinners, and welcomed Yuzvendra Chahal into the attack with 3 consecutive fours. Earlier, a maiden half-century for Iyer and the 6th one for Rahul helped India put up a competitive total. Iyer's cracking knock came after he was dropped on 0. Bangladesh skipper Mehmudullah followed the template set in the series by winning the toss and opting to field. India made an unexpected call by dropping a bowler in Krunal Pandya for middle-order batsman Manish Pandey. The hosts were dealt a body blow in the second over when pacer Shafiul Islam removed their skipper Rohit Sharma, who had made a sublime 85 in the series-leveling win in Rajkot. Rohit tried to whip a length ball but only managed an inside edge onto the stumps. Rahul joined Shikhar Dhawan, 19 of 16, in the middle, and with both the batsmen under pressure, having not made an impact in the first two games, the situation provided them an ideal platform to deliver. Rahul joined Shikhar Dhawan, who made 19 of 16 in the middle, and with both the batsmen under pressure, having not made an impact the first two games, the situation provided them an ideal platform to deliver. Dhawan, who has found it tough to accelerate off late, got going with successive boundaries of Al-Amin Hussain. Rahul too began his innings in a similar fashion, going for the aerial straight drive before punching Islam through point. However, Dhawan could not last long after hitting 4 boundaries, mistiming a slog to be caught in the deep by Mehmudullah. India once again could not get off to a good start, batting first, struggling to 41 for 2 in 6 overs. It would have been 3 down at that stage if Aminul Islam had not dropped a regulation catch of incoming batsman Iyer at backward point. Rahul and Iyer gave a much-needed boost to the Indian innings with a 59-run stand. Rishabh Pant, who has copped a lot of criticism off late for both his batting and wicket-keeping, disappointed once again when the team needed him to provide the big hits. He struggled in his 9-ball stay for 6 runs and was eventually bowled after being deceived by a slower one from medium-pacer Soumya Sarkar. Pandey, 22 not out of 13, playing his first game of the series, came up with welcome boundaries in the death overs to take the total beyond 170. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.